My advisor from my graduate program that I was in a few years ago was born blind. We worked very closely together for 4 years until I completed the program. But the very first day that we met him as students, he gave us a list of things to help us better understand what it would be like to work with someone who is sight impaired. Announce yourself when you approach me until I recognize your voice. When I ask a question in class, the instructions say, don't just nod or smile, say yes or no. One day a student preached a sermon. He was the pastor of a mega church and used slides in a sermon, so he used the chalkboard that day. I've never seen a professor chastise or use four-lettered words so profusely. Over the years, he realized that he not only had to teach theology to his students, but also teach empathy for someone who cannot see and for people who have developmental challenges. One thing I remember him saying was that the healing of the blind man in today's gospel is his favorite passage in Scripture. Because it does not just document a miracle of Jesus, but is one of the best teachings of empathy that Jesus taught. I truly hope the blind man did not hear the disciples' question. People who are sight impaired often develop acute hearing skills. They said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And of course, their question is a tragic one. It presumes that people who have physical or psychological challenges have brought them upon themselves, or that God is somehow punishing them for what their parents did. Who sinned, they ask. Maybe you remember that a few years ago I went to the Dominican Republic to visit the ministry there, and we visited a place called Amigos de Cristo, Friends of Christ. It's a day school for children with developmental challenges. But it also has classes for parents to teach them how to better understand and care for their children, something which that culture desperately needs. Too often, children are marginalized in the Dominican Republic, especially those who have special needs. It's not uncommon, we were told, for children to spend their entire lives tucked away in a dark room because their parents believe that it is God's curse upon them to have such a child, and that it only brings societal shame upon them to bring them out into public. The Dominican Republic's government is now looking to this Christian ministry to better understand how to serve all their people. A Lutheran ministry teaching the government. The ministry of Jesus still elevating all people to receive the compassion and love that they deserve in Christ. Who sinned? We have. Anytime we look at another person with an eye of judgment, we have. Anytime we hear a person's story, and don't listen to all of it, but quickly condemn them without listening to their whole story, we have. Anytime we speak words that presume people deserve their difficulty as if they have earned God's judgment and punishment. Who sinned? We all have. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his or her own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. If God punished us and our children for our sins, I would not like to imagine how brief and tragic all of our lives would be. I would not believe in such a God. I will not believe in such a God. God is good and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Jesus answers his disciples, "Neither this man nor his parents have sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." These are some of the most beautiful and hopeful words of Scripture. God is not punishing you with whatever challenge you are facing. Parents, it is not your fault that your children are having whatever difficulty they are having. You and your children are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. You have been knit together in your mother's wombs, Scripture says. No missing sense, no missing member of our bodies can rob us of that, for our lives never are a random misfortune or some sort of karmic fate. You are not a mistake, Jesus says, just as that man born blind was no error. You are not living out some random tragedy. Parents, your children are exactly how God designed them to be. Jesus accepts that blind man for who he is, and his whole story does not judge him or his parents. So God accepts you. He loves your children. He believes in a greater purpose. Jesus then talks about something only he can see. That's the irony of our passage. Jesus sees compassionately into our past and hopefully into our future and graciously in our present. He has a plan for our lives, Jesus says. That man was born blind so that God's works will be revealed in him and through him. And I'd like to think that he said it with a hopeful smile. God is doing something that no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor heart imagined, Jesus says. Sure, it is a miracle that Jesus will heal this man born of blindness. But the greater miracle of the story are the beautiful works God reveals through that man born blind. His faith, his love, his testimony. One thing I do know, he says, that though I was blind, now I see. And the disciples now see how Jesus liberates people with unnecessary shame and guilt. We all see how we can let go of the judgmental, condemning attitudes that we have. We all see how Jesus tenderly and compassionately shows us our sin of pride. He lays it bare. He lays our harsh judgment in the light. And now he gives us something to believe. Someone to trust. The one who will use our difficulties and our challenges to reveal the works of God. God is doing something. We may not see it. We may not hear it. We may not have imagined it. It may be hidden from our sight. It may be out of earshot. It may almost be on the tip of our tongues. We may barely be able to get our minds wrapped around it. But God indeed has a plan. And it is for our good. Who sinned? We all have sinned. But thanks be to God for his mercy in sending his son to die for our sins and be raised for our pronouncement of righteousness. Thanks be to God for his grace to know that he does not punish, but forgive. And even more than that, his grace is sufficient. For he says, my power is perfected in your weakness. No matter what your challenge or difficulty may be, God's works will be revealed in you and through you. Word that caused blind eyes to see, speak and heal our mortal blindness. Deaf we are, our healer be. Loose our tongues to tell your kindness. Be our word in pity spoken. Heal the world by sin now broken. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.